So we're not alone. Right? To understand the finite, going to understand the infinite, needs the grace of the infinite for that. It won't be achieved by finite means. So Rupa Goswami says, Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavye Grasyam Indye, that Namadi means Nama Rupa Guna Leela. So he's saying, beyond the grasp of your mind and senses, the holy name of Krishna, the Roop, the form of Krishna, Yung Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam, Guna, the qualities of Krishna. Like someone said in Vila Govindo, an old devotee, Pranashisprabhu, being a little naughty, you know, like, I remember any question, he goes, why is Krishna blue? You know, someone who's been a devotee for 20 years. You know. So, doing my best to conceal my inner feelings. I said, in the Brahma Samhita, it's Yung Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam. I didn't have an answer, but it came. You understand? Guna means qualities. So among others, let's just deal with his color. So what is Brahma saying? Achintya Guna. So that's telling us it's an inconceivable blue. The blue of this world is a reference point with the, what does Saraswati Thakur say? The Atasi flower or the monsoon rain cloud, Ganashyam, means like the cloud, blackish cloud. In different ways, it's just some local reference point to give you a hint. But really what it's told is Atintya Guna Swarup. He has an inconceivable beautiful form, and the color of that form is also Achintya Guna. That quality, one, the quality of the color, inconceivable, beautiful, bluish, blackish color. Right? So, Brahma, no less than Brahma. It's not like he is saying, and foolish people will not understand us. That's also there. Prabhupada liked that in Gita Krishna. Avajananti mam mudha. Krishna's saying, fools, asses, manushim tanamasvata. They can't understand when I appear in a human-like form. So anyway, but here, not a foolish person. Brahma, right? Four-headed Brahma, muhyanti atsuraya, he's bewildered. Indra, the king of the gods, he's bewildered. And later at 19, Shiva with Mohini Murti, even he's bewildered. Right? So, how to conceive the inconceivable? Right? So in that verse, when Brahma, having been put in illusion by Krishna, and then recovering from that, when he begins to sense his divinity, perceive his divinity, then he begins offering these prayers, beautiful prayers. Nomi jite abra vapu, means like a cloud, abra vapu se taridambaraya gunjavatanksha peripichchala sangha. He said, who could know? Someone with a little boy with a peacock feather in his hair, has like a bamboo flute, a stick in his waist for herding cows. He's wearing gunjamala. Why? There are these, we saw on the way to Badrinath, there are these little red, it's a bush with little red berries, has a little black tip on it. They're beautiful, but they represent Srimati Radharani, and Krishna wears a necklace of gunjamala, means a necklace of gunjas, right? For her. Right? Why she wears blue and he wears yellow. It's like boyfriend, girlfriend. She wears his color, he wears her color. Right? So here, Brahma begins by saying, of course I would be bewildered. You're not so easy to see. I said, no, I was standing right before you. Yes, but what I mean in a more metaphorical way, to see and understand who you are is not child's play. And Brahma's the older one and Krishna's a child. Right? And he's saying, why? Abravapu. Well, this cloud, like a dark cloud, this form you have, that's hard to really clearly see. But taridambara, tarit means lightning, and ambar means dress. So he's saying, but you're wearing a lightning dress. A dress like light, and that means Krishna wears the yellow dhoti. Right? And he's saying, and because of your lightning dress, that contrast, that allows us to see who you are. So it's expressed there very similarly, but Guru Maharaj drew out this meaning saying, what does it mean when you're dressed and your shakti, your potency, your beloved, when your beloved is there, she reveals who you are. And only through her can we have a proper estimation of who you are. Right? So, as Srila Guru Maharaj says, that's beginning Bhagavatam, middle Bhagavatam, later end Bhagavatam. Right? So Srila Guru Maharaj, when he was composing the slokas that would provide they'd be the introductory section of his sloka collection. As Swapnamadhar told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, take 1,000 slokas from the 18,000 raid, Bhagavat Sun, and he presented as Bhagavat Arka Marichimala. Guru Maharaj got some inspiration to do like 300 or so. To collect and structure. But he wrote like one sloka for Veda Vyas, you know, the Gadadhar Pranam for Gadadhar Pandit, which gives us a hint of the quality of selection, selection criteria. But another one he wrote is very beautiful. Yadamiya mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipadam onubhutam apya labdabideya tadakila rasa murti shamalila avalambam madura rasadi sri radha parapadmam prapadye. He's saying, although ostensibly her name is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, this is a very peculiar thing. There's not one place where it says, you know, Sri Radha or Sri Radhika, Radharani. The closest comes in, encrypted in one slogan, it says, Aradita, the one who worshiped Krishna the best, to indicate her. Why? Because various reasons are given. One is Sukadeva Goswami, he's speaking in an open setting. All the great sages from all the various schools of theistic thought have assembled from all over the universe there to attend to the departure of Maharaj Parikshit from this world and hear from the legendary Sukadeva Goswami, the loudspeaker of the Bhagavatam, Parinishthitopi Naragunyeyu Tumasloka Lilaya. But Sukadeva, really, this audience, mixed group, maybe they can't handle the supreme absolute truth. Right? So he's very cautiously presenting this and told in the beginning that Narada chastised Vedavyas, Jugupsitam Dharma Krite Anushasana, chastised them for saying, in the name of religion, you've misled everyone. What? Yeah, you didn't mean it's inadvertent, but nonetheless, the fault is yours. The way you've presented things, and we see to this day, people are religious for successful material life. In other words, they observe some religiousness to be okay here. They're not thinking of like, to get out of here. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Right? Dharma, artha, kama. Yeah. And saying, so you didn't mean that. But this is the way they're taking it. So actually, in the name of religion, they're remaining bound, which is the opposite. You want to give, liberate them from this plane. Muktir hitvanyata rupam swaropena vibhasati. So you have to let them know. They have a prospect. There's another world beyond this one, full of Radha, Krishna, Lalita, Vishakha, Nanda, Yashoda, Sridham, Sudham, Jamuna, Ganga, the Krishna world. And they have a swarup, a form, and a part to play in that world in the loving pastimes of Krishna, including Madhura Rasa. Otherwise, they will think the only place that can be expressed is in this world. The only place the erotic principle finds expression is in the mundane world. The spiritual world will be absent such a thing. Right? So you haven't really clearly revealed to them what their prospect is. That Madan Mohan Krishna, who's bewilders the gods, including the Kandarpa. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. How beautiful is Krishna? And how seductively charming and attractive. In this world, Madan Cupid, one Cupid suffices to bewilder everyone. But here we're told, Madan, Mohan, Madan means Cupid. Krishna is so beautiful that 10 million Cupids personified as one would not be equal to the beauty of Krishna. And Cupid is bewildered by Krishna. As everyone here is under the influence of Krishna, as Freud says, the erotic principle, the driving force of material existence, that Cupid is utterly charmed, seduced by Krishna conception. And not just one. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishya. 10 million Cupids in full-blown cupidity, right? Gives a hint of the beauty, seductive charm, sweetness of Krishna. They need to hear about the Krishna world. And how does Sukadeva do it? You know, first canto, second, third, fourth. There has to be some backstory. Otherwise, it'll, as these sages, when he said, Jukupsitam, you said, the sages, after hearing about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Braja Gopis, they're going, hold on a second, wait. You told us in the beginning, let me see if I get this right. You're saying that the thing that Vyas did that was bad, condemnable, was he gave religion to the world, or a religion that was easily misunderstood, misinterpreted, abused. And now you're telling us the new religion is these erotic pastimes of Radha, Krishna, and the Braja Gopis. Like, this is the highest religion. Did I hear that properly? And Sukadeva is saying, oh, no. And he gives the example of Shiva drinking the ocean of poison and the Ishwaras and so many things. But there, so Guru Maharaj will say, and it's said in general, that so the reason he's not revealing Radharani and even the names of the other gopi, Lalita, Vishakha, they're not given. Bhaktivinod reveals all this in his Bhagavad Arkamaritimala. But he's saying, it's so confidential. That is the point we're trying to make. Her name in this sense is so sacred, so holy, not to be taken randomly, casually, and even in front of such a seemingly qualified group, not qualified, not to go into the details, not to give the specifics. Vikriditam braja bidu viridam cha vishnu svadham vito anushvanaya databarna yedyak bhakti param bhagavati pratilabdhikamam hridrogam ashru api hinoti achirena dhira. They have, one has to no longer be under the influence of the sensual world to appreciate this aesthetic beauty. Right? Even James Joyce understood that in Portrait of an Artist. Right? The difference between how do you say, mundane erotic beauty and aesthetic erotic beauty. And so how cautiously he's presenting. But Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, in his Brihad Bhagavatamritam Tika, he says, he gives another reason. There can be many, multiple. He says that if Sukadeva Goswami vibrates the name of Radharani, this shows you how much the devotee is. If he just vibrates their name, her name, it will ignite a fire of separation in him. So raging fire of separation with him that he will, for all practicable purposes, become dysfunctional and unable to do, continue. That's how sacred her name is and what the effect will have upon a substantial devotee. It will ignite a fire of separation. Right? As we hear, when Srila Ranganath Das Goswami was in his final days, 80 plus years, crawling on his hands and knees on the sacred soil of Govardhan and Radha Kunda. And what did it say in the song? Muke Radha Radha Bole Veshe Nayanera Jale Radhe Radhe. With tears pouring down his eyes and her holy name coming from his lips. How many tears? That his clothes are soaking wet from the tears that are pouring down his eyes. He's saying Radhe Radhe. We reserve that for Das Goswami. Guru Maharaj said, on this day, we can chant her name. Right? And the month of Kartik, and not otherwise. And not, we see, to this day, it has become like Sanket, with the type of Namabhas, to use her name for anything and everything has become fashionable and is deplorable. How we hear, how moved Das Goswami was crawling on the sacred soil of Govardhan Radha Kunda, chanting her holy name. So not mentioned there, right? But that's one factor for Guru Maharaj. So he says, Yadamiya Mahima Sri Bhagavatam. What the Bhagavatam we say is the book of Krishna, the Krishna book. It's revealing Krishna consciousness, and certainly it is, but it's taking us toward a particular conclusion, which is, and Guru Maharaj is extracting that, saying, to reveal Krishna, there you have, and Brahma's prayer, he's saying, by your lightning yellow dress, you're being revealed. That means, Tadidambar means when you're in the company of your potency, Ladini Shakti means Radharani, she's revealing Krishna. So Guru Maharaj is saying, here, although her name is not mentioned, every sloka at every step of the way is meant to take us to one place. And what is that? The service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Right? Radha Dasyam. Here, he uses this interesting expression, Shyama Lila. What does that mean? Like, literally, it means like black play, black pastimes. Right? Once, while taking the darshan of Srila Guru Maharaj's deity, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, Gandharva Govinda Sundar, Srila Guru Dev's looking, and he turns to me and he goes, heavy Madhura Rasa. And I like looking as if I could. He goes, heavy Madhura Rasa. And he said, black is the color of Madhura Rasa. And he's not giving any explanation. But then it occurred to me, I'm going, Shyama Lila Avalambam. The Shyama Lila means, you know, these Madhura Rasa pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they're Avalambam. They're all dependent upon her. Without her, not. But lest we think offensively, and we say like, well, what about the other rasas? As once when Guru Maharaj heard in his name, some devotees had heard because he's always emphasizing Radharani, Radhadasyam with great intensity and exclusive devotion, and they were, dismissing or diminishing the prestige of the Vatsalya Rasa of Yashodamayi. And Guru Maharaj said, oh, this, you know, my heart is mortified to hear this. He's saying, what do they think this is? He said, don't they understand? The first duty of Radharani every morning is when she wakes up, she goes to the Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Bhavan, their house, and gives her dandavats on the doorstep of Yashoda, you know, thanking her, expressing her gratitude that, I mean, she's the mother of Krishna, you know. If anyone qualifies to be the mother of God, Yashodamayi, right? Nandarani. Sometimes Gurudev would sit there quoting some song. I said, Maharaj, what are you singing? He said, oh, Nandarani, Yashodamayi, she's doing arati to the face of Krishna. That he's saying internally. And we heard in the prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he's saying, how the bimba-like beautiful lips of Krishna that are kissed by Mother Yashoda. I mean, she's kissing his face. He's so beautiful, her child. And Radharani, she's, what is he saying? Without you, there's no, you know, that's her mood. Right. But that said, Guru Maharaj is saying, Madhura Rasa is the original. Adi Rasa is indicated by Chakravarti Thakur in his parsing of the first sloka of the Bhagavad, Janmadyasya Yataha. Adi Rasa, Mukya. Mukya means the original, the principle. So very interestingly, normally we think Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura, Swakya, Parakya. This sort of gradation, and that's true and correct. But really, if we come under the influence of Srila Guru Maharaj's way of thinking and seeing, it's going the other way, from the Parakya, Swakya, Madhura, to Vatsalya, to Sakya, to Dasya, Shanta, that way. So he says, Madhura Rasa is the original. Said all the others are clients or satellites, but everything's coming from there. And who is the Ujvala Rasa Acharya? Again, in the Sangha Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srimati Radharani. So, who is revealing Krishna conception? As Gurudev liked to sing that song, Tunga Mani Mandire, he said, Radharani. Her heart is like a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. Right? Think about that. Her heart is a lighthouse of Krishna Prem, revealing all the service. It's the Seva Mayoyam Loka. It's all coming from her. It's all being transacted through her. But in her humility, I remember the first few days I joined, you'd hear devotees telling you primarily things that they heard from Srila Prabhupada. And one of the things they heard, they said, Prabhupada said, like, when someone new comes, Radharani runs to Krishna and says, Krishna, you must accept him. He's better than me. Which is impossible, but that is her mood. She's always wanting to bring others in connection with the service of Krishna. In that sense, she's the original preacher of Krishna consciousness. She wants to extend Krishna consciousness, which is her consciousness, to all others. Right? But Guru Maharaj said, but although she wants to put everyone else, her group, they always want to push her forward. But she's thinking, whenever she can get some other servitor involved, and even sometimes in direct service to Krishna, that is a wonderful thing. But Guru Maharaj said, sometimes she says, oh, only I can do this. I'm the only person who's qualified to do this particular service. You know, and she's doing that seva. So he's saying, this book, the Krishna book, the Bhagavat Purana, that's shining the light on Krishna conception, revealing Krishna conception, is to take us in the direction of the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam. And again, in the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where they say, Radha Bhajane Mati Nahi Bail, that your Krishna Bhajan, so called, your worship of Krishna, if it doesn't culminate in Radha Bhajan, worship of Radharani, it's useless. You're wasting your time. You're not getting the real thing. Right. So, before coming in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, we considered ourselves like members of the Krishna consciousness movement, sometimes known around the world, you know, as the Hare Krishna people, and, you know, and we're just like Krishna, 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 hey. And if that wasn't enough, Krishna, 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 hey. So very Krishna-centric folk, right? Saraswati Thakur is like Krishna-loving people. And we aspire for that. But when we came in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, this major shift took place where in our Krishna conception, the emphasis shifted to her, right? And as Guru Maharaj would explain, Sakshad Hari Tena Samasta Shastri Uktastatava Vyateva Sadvi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Evatasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The scripture is saying, Sakshad Hari, the Guru is directly Krishna, right? It's indicated in so many different, Acharya Mam Bhajaniyam Navamanye Takarachat, etc. Right? But interestingly, the second half of the verse says, Kintu. Kintu means but. But if we're focusing, saying Guru as Krishna, if we look more with greater scrutiny, let's say, Kintu, really Guru is Prabhu Priya, Achyuta Priya. Prabhu Priya means the one who's most dear to Prabhu. Krishna is Prabhu, Lord. Prabhu Priya means Krishna's dearest. So the shift takes place. We see what began as an exclusive focus on Krishna shifts to his potency, Srimati Radharani. And Guru Maharaj gave a nice example to help us understand this. He said, just as if we talk about Everest, so from the greatest distance, we can see Everest, the highest peak, right? So then we begin to make our approach, but proof positive that we're coming nearer and closer to Everest is we come in connection with the subordinate peaks that are surrounding Everest. That's the indication you're going in the right direction. So the indication that you're going in the right direction is in Krishna conception, is when your focus shifts to the hierarchy of servitors that are surrounding Krishna. It's a hierarchy. And at the very top, the supreme servitor amongst all servitors of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. And she is transacting all service to Krishna. And she is revealing Krishna and revealing all service to Krishna. So when Saraswati Thakur was on the Brajamandal Parikrama with his devotees, and he had this disciple, Paramananda, who is his pet disciple. He was like 13 when he came, 14, like that. And he saw this Maharaj of Bharatpur and his family doing measured dandavats around Radha and Shyama Kunda. Right? You say some prayer, then give a shastanga dandavat, move up one body length, another prayer, and do like that. And that way you circumambulate. And he had never seen that before. He was very impressed. He came back and gave a report to Saraswati Thakur, saying, "Oh, Prabhupada," he said, "they have so much regard for Radharani that they're doing that." And Saraswati Thakur said, "Yes, but there is a big difference between them and us." He said, "They are worshipping Radharani because she is dear to Krishna." Right? So in their conception, Krishna holds the primary position and Radharani is in a secondary position. He said, but in our conception, he said, we're worshipping Krishna because he's dear to Radharani. That's very different. He said, we are Shuddha Shaktas. Shakta means generally goddess worshippers, who are the antithesis of Vaishnavas. But he qualified it by saying Shuddha Shaktas. Not like we're worshipping Ma Kali and Durga Devi and like that. We're not disregarding them either. But when he says Shuddha, Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga, why? Durga Devi is a shadow of Shakti, Flaudini Shakti. And she's a Braja Gopi, Saraswati Thakur said, and Vrindavan also. But, so here's the thing, we're Shuddha Shaktis. Actually, we worship the goddess as supreme, the supreme goddess, the Param Devata. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta, Radhika. Right? And Krishnamayi. Why? Guru said, because Krishnamayi, the one who's not just full of Krishna, but in this sense, we can take it to an extreme level of interpretation. Like, there is no place where you can get more Krishna than her. Not even from Krishna directly. I say, well, that sounds like some kind of madness. Certainly Krishna must be capable of one-on-one, you know, what are you saying? Right. Yes, that is our contention. Why? Because Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the original of the originals, and Adir Adir Govinda, right? Krishna is only fully himself when he's with her. But like in this world, sometimes very famous, wealthy, rich people, we're surprised to hear. Like they'll say, like, oh, I can't have a relationship with anyone. And they go, why? And they go, they're always thinking of like who I am, my money or my stardom or something like that. They're not dealing with me, who I am, and I'm not being myself with them, to be truthful. So it's very hard for me to find someone who I can just utterly, fully, completely, candidly be myself, right? They're looking for that counterpart. Right? So we say, Radharani is the better half of the sweet absolute. In her presence, Krishna can fully be himself. There's a constraint on his sweetness as Ramachandra. There has to be the ideal king, Sita. He has to banish Sita. There are people who are not okay with that to this day. You know, it's very hard to understand. She's pregnant with twins also at the time. But what did Guru Maharaj say? Because one of my friends just really could not digest. I had trouble with it myself. But Guru Maharaj, as usual, gave some relief. He's saying, Ramachandra is willing to sacrifice his own happiness for the citizens. I'm like, damn, you know, that's tough pastime, tough leela, right? But intense separation is being introduced there. But, so, Krish and Vishnu, not as charming or sweet, right? How do we know that? I mean, how can we dare to say that? Rupa Goswami, analyzing, 60, 50 qualities, 0, 55 executive class, 60 Vishnu, 62 Balaram, Ramachandra, 64 Krishna. And really, don't think I mean, like, so he has two more? No, it's just a way of doing, what does it say in the sloka? Sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kalolabharadi atuli madura prema priyamandala. It's funny, and when you read this translation, it'll say like one of the things that makes Krishna superior to the past, are his sweet pastimes. That's just the PG version for Madhura Rasa, saying erotic pastimes. Madhura Rasa is only in Krishna Leela. That's what you're being told. The driving principle of the world, of the perverted reflection of the spiritual world, it must have its place in the original world. This is, and it's not just a, like something extra. No. Saying the erotic principle in unalloyed devotion, right? It's only expressed fully and to its fullest degree with all of its sweetness in Krishna Leela. That's what you're being told. It's one of the 64. Right? So, why did I say that? Because, what did I say before that? Yeah, but why was I, saying, why Rupa Goswami answered this question? We know, when he said that, because I'm talking about Krishna Moyi, have to stay on track. So, then we know, and Vishwanath reveals why, Krishna, he hides from the gopis at different times. And remember, these are gopis who can't tolerate, they're cursing Brahma for making eyes that blink. Atati yad bhavan anikananam tuti gayate tomapashatam kuntila kundam srimukamjate param pakshmakridrasam. I forget the line, but they're saying, cursing him for making eyes that blink. So to hide from them could be nothing less than abject cruelty. So Krishna is accused of being cruel at various times. Vishwanath says, why? It increases the intensity of the separation to like the breaking point. Then when he reveals himself, it's 1,000,000,000 times greater and they enjoy more. Separation achieves a greater depth of heart, a greater depth of prem that Krishna is addicted to. So he has to absent himself to plunge the heart into that zone where it will yield this irresistible type of prem that he's addicted to. So it's not really cruel. Krishna is not cruel in that way, although he's been accused. That is true. Even by high level gopis and Radharani herself and others. But don't take it in the wrong way. It's all lilanukul, favorable to the pastimes and to plunging the depths of the highest quality of Krishna Prem. So he hides himself from them. And then they're madly searching. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. Like Srinivasa Charja writes in Sadgoshamyastakam. And we're told, when they find him, the one goes, there's Krishna in that kunja over there. They all start running. And then Krishna's thinking, what to do? So he pushes out two more arms. So when they come, they go, oh, Namo Narayan. He shows a forearm Vishnu form. And what are they told? Rago Uday Kunchati. The rag in their hearts, their gopi bhav, is like crushed. And they can't conceal it. They're Namo Narayan. And then they're saying, clever going, saying, like, wait, he knows everything. Do you know where Krishna is? We're looking for Krishna. If you could help us, we'd very much appreciate that. You know. So they're disappointed. Right? Whereas, conversely, the goddess of fortune, the consort of Narayan, Yad Vanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo Vihaya Kamang Suchidam Dhritambrita. She's trying to get admittance into the Rasa Leela. She wants to go, like, she's willing to, absent herself from Vishnu to enter into the Rasa Leela. So Lakshmi Devi has some interest in Krishna. The Braja Gopis are disappointed in Vishnu. They're disappointed in Narayan. So don't even think of like how they might respond to other theistic systems. Okay? If encountering Narayan, they can't conceal their disappointment. But so see how Rupa Goswami is delivering perfectly the and like in four lines, you know. It's a Siddhantic jewel mine. And then what does he say? Krishna tries to play the same trick on Srimati Radharani. And what happens? The two arms keep vanishing and he can only be Krishna. In her presence, he can't pull off the same trick. Why? Because Guru says, as Krishna Moyi, it's as if where she casts her glance, she generates Krishna. He can't be otherwise. So it's not only that he's fully himself with her, he can't be anything but fully himself in her presence. Right? Others may enter, and then there's some reticence on behalf of both. And that's another very high thing we're not really qualified to discuss. But I mean to underscore this point. Krishnamoyi means she delivers the highest quality and the highest quantity of Krishna. So no wonder Lalita Sakhi, Rupa Mandrina are exclusively devoted to her. In one sense, it's ultimate self-interest. You know, this is how you get Krishna beyond your wildest dreams, aspirations, imagination. Right? Therefore, she's Krishna Moyi and Krishna Priya, who's most dear to Krishna. And Krishna, as she's sometimes called. And what about Krishna? Aparam kashyapi pranayi janabindasya kutuki rasotsnamam hrutva maduram upabhoktam kamapiya. He's utterly charmed by her, captured by her. We're told some, he even like drops his flute, some, like men, they get besides themselves in the presence of some woman they're enamored by. He like drops the flute, like freaking, like, who am I? You're Krishna. Ishwara Parma, oh yeah, right. Just say that some more so I can remember. Satchidananda Vigraha, right? Anadi Radhi Govinda. I'm okay, I'm gonna be all right. She can be, she is Madan Mohan Mohini. Cupid bewilders everyone in this world. Cupid's bewildered by Krishna. He bewilders Krishna. He utterly forgets himself, is totally enamored, captured by her. But to the point of sometimes thinking, like, what would it be like to be her? To what degree does Krishna appreciate her? As we show that her, as we told yesterday, Lalita Sakhi, her laser-like focus on seva, to not allow any disturbance into their pastimes, in the Radhastakam, again, Srila Rupa Goswami, he says, Hari pada naka koti prishta parjanta simha tatamapi pranayar abhista doham pramudita madirakshi vaidagya dika guru mati guru kirting radhikam archayami. It's like a little bell, beautiful bell rings. And he's saying, what is she like? Again, the first sloka will always be of special significance. Hari Padanaka. That means the nails on the lotus feet of Krishna. Generally, like we hear all this, like the lotus feet, bow to the feet, the lotus feet of devotees, lotus feet of guru, lotus feet of Krishna, around all that, always the lotus feet. Why? Well, not only, but one reason is because that is the least or the lowest part. So that's how you make a humble approach. You go to the lowest point and then submit yourself there, and then like when Kunti, indirectly, Kunti is indicating that when she's offering prayers to Krishna, Namak Pankajanabhaya, Namak Pankajamaline, Namak Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Here again, well, doesn't she know the right way? She starts with your lotus navel, your lotus garland, your lotus eyes, and your lotus feet. But why does she do that? She doesn't want to embarrass Krishna. She's his auntie. She's older than him. So it shows how beautiful the prayers of Queen Kunti are. So that everything will be copacetic for everyone. She says, oh, Lord, but the beautiful lotus navel, you're wearing a lotus garland, you have beautiful lotus eyes, offer my obeisances to your holy lotus feet. She ends there. But she's consciously doing that because that's not normal. Normally we start with the feet. So that's the least aspect. What we're saying, what would be the least of the least? Right. So, I mean, well, if you then focused on the lotus feet, well, the least aspect of the lotus feet would be the nails, the toenails. If you start analyzing this further, parsing further. Right. So what is Rupa Goswami saying? Hari Padanaka. That means the nails on the lotus feet of Krishna that Radharani thinks. So that means the least of the least, the very least aspect of Krishna, she considers to be millions of times greater than what? Prana. Her own life. Like, what's the most valuable part of yourself? Your life. Your life. Right. So she's saying, multiply her life millions, billions of times, the nails on the lotus feet of Krishna are more valuable than that. And then Rupa Goswami is saying, if you're intoxicated by this kind of vision, if you have a glimpse of this, and it touches you and intoxicates you, then you can be initiated into the service of this plane, this world. Not voyeuristically envisioning yourself as some super servitor because you've been chanting good rounds lately. You know. Right? That's how she thinks. The least of the least aspect of Krishna is more valuable than the value of my own life magnified millions and billions of times. That's how the leader of the Krishna consciousness movement feels. And everyone who accepts her suggestion, as Guru Maharaj says, will feel something, be touched by that approach. But what about Krishna? If she feels like that about him, how does he feel about her? Maybe Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Yasya kadapi vasanam chalakelanota danyati danya pavanena kritartamani. Yogindram durgamagati madhusudanopi tasya namastu brishabhan ububodhishepi. Madhusudan Krishna. Yogindra means like not just the yogis, but means the kings of the ultimate yogis, the real ones. I almost hesitate to use this word in the modern world, you know. But those yogis who, why do they do yoga? Not to look better, you know. I'm not saying people do that for that, but because you have yogis like looking at each other. They're trying to suspend body conception. Have no bodily consciousness, and just go into the realm of pure consciousness and not stop there. Go further than Brahma, into that domain where jewels are being mined from Brahmalok, right? And that upper world. So if they have a glimpse of Krishna, as even Paramatma in their hearts, want to stay within the parameters, they consider themselves so fortunate. You see, but those kings of the yogis, the yogi kings and queens, if they have a glimpse of Madhusudan, they're like, they can't believe the good fortune, the treasure that has come to them from that. But here's what he thinks. But what is he doing? What's his position? What does he consider? If that's the treasure for them, what's the treasure for him? He says that when we talk of Vrindavan, right, the land of Krishna, but more specifically, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha, Padmankitadam, Vrindavan Jaranam. It's the soil that's embellished with the holy lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. That Chinmoy soil, Radha Dasyam. That's how you know it's Vrindavan proper. Right? And so that means she's moving in the plane of service there. And her dress, right? Like we feel some breeze, and the dress, if her dress, from the movement of the dress of Radharani, some wind touches Krishna. The breeze from the dress of Radharani, if that, just that breeze comes upon Krishna, he thinks, I have the most valuable treasure ever. Right. This is how he's describing. It's always measured in the inverse. Those who boast of achievement are deceivers. The actual metric for measuring is the inverse, to show the greatest appreciation for the least. As we saw, Lalita Sakhi, greatest eagerness for the least seva. Radharani, greatest appreciation for the least aspect of Krishna. Krishna, greatest appreciation for the least. What is the least? The breeze that comes from her dress. If that comes upon me, I think I have hit the lotto, I have the ultimate treasure. Is there anything more wonderful than this? That's how Krishna values her, or the least connection with her. And then, so what a perfect devotee, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Tunga Vidya, Astasaki. So then what? Because then you see, like, then she conclude with something. And that's the, and I, you know, and I'll be right by her side. Like these fools, as an assistant. No. Look what Anastasaki says, who knows how to interact. She says, so In consideration of that, if Krishna considers the greatest fortune be touched by the breeze from the dress of Radharani, then what's my position? Tasya namostu brishubhanu bibodishepi. Then I worship the direction in which she appeared. The direction in which she appeared is worshipable to me. How perfect is that? And so, that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Yata yata gora padara binde, binde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi, tata tatotsarputi hridya kasmat, radha padamboja sudambu rasi. That then how to proceed toward that plane? Really, substantially? Gaura Padara Binde, the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, give your exclusive focus and all your serving capital, dedicate to the holy lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Vindeta bhaktim krita punya rasi. Those who, krita punya means sukritivan. Krishna varna tusha krishnam sango pangashta parjadam yagye sankirtana praye yajantihi sumedasa. Sumedasa, sukritivan. Those who have refined theistic intellect, they'll see, the entrance, the secret passageway. Or Guru said, what is he saying in this song? He's saying, Mahaprabhu is taking us to Radha Dasyam by elevator. Like from the ground floor to the top. Right? That's what it's like. That's what you're being told. If you really have any genuine aspiration, lolam, hankering for that plane, give your full attention to serve as the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, then what? Tata tatot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudambu rasi. And then, what will happen? Automatically, spontaneously, from the deep heart's core, the radha rasa shuddha nidhi will begin to flow, and you'll spring out of the soil of Vrindavan in that service domain. That's the advice of Asta Saki Tunga Vidya, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And to conclude, when Srila Guru Maharaj is saying, Srila Saraswati Thakur is saying, as far as we're concerned, we see Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Radharani, as Radharani's surrogate delegation. Right? And I like to say, and in a similar vein, we see Srila Guru Maharaj that way, and I do, and Srila Gurudev is Lalita Sakhi. That's my adjustment. But when Guru Maharaj, knowing that this is how Saraswati Thakur appreciates, and Saraswati Thakur said, this is the best day of the year. Right? He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is appearing. It was the happiest day of the year, but this day, he says, the best day of the year. Not Janmashtami. He said, this is the best day of the year. As far as his, Sri Barshabhanavi Devi Doita Das. So he's going through Gaudiya Math, like where they have some writings, proof, this, that, and the other thing, taking a little tour, and he sees something written by Guru Maharaj on the disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It says, Sri Gauranumatam Srupa Viditam Rupagrajan Adritam Rupadye Paribeshitam Raghu Ganai Ashvaditam Shevitam Jivadeya Barakshitam Shuka Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevan Amritam Aho Tadatum Yishobhavam. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world in the form of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. What is that? Sri Gauranumatam Srupa Viditam. The reason what Mahaprabhu came down here for, the real reason, the internal reason, is known only fully to Srupa Damodar, we said yesterday, Lalita Sakhi. But that is worshipped by Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. And has been expressed in the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu. And that has been relished by and thereby extended by Raghunath Das Goswami and his follower who? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And it's so high, so wonderful, it's being protected by Bhakti Rakak Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhusham, Jiva Jay Abharakshitam, Rakak means protection. They're protecting it from adulteration, from those who would challenge its authenticity and legitimacy and imitationism. Jiva Jaya Abhirakshitam. And who is aspiring for this? Brahma, Shiva, Sukadeva, Uddhava. They're aspiring for a drop of this divine substance that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is your gift to the world. Then what is it? You say, this is why Mahaprabhu came here. Jadi gora na hoita tabiki hoita kamari daritam dehe radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. Saying what it is, Sri Radha Padasevanamritam. It is the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That is the Krishna consciousness movement. And O Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that is your gift to the world. So, perfectly expressed there. And to conclude, Guru Maharaj would say, Saraswati Thakur, when he gave a talk, wherever he began, wherever it started, invariably, inevitably, it would end with Radha Dasyam and a prayer to whoever be the dust of the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. Hare Krishna. Rupanuga. As Guru Maharaj says in the Mat Pranam, Sri Rupanuga Kriti Mati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. Gora Gata Grananti, the primary activity of the members of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, singing the glories of Mahaprabhu, singing the glories of Srimati Radharani, and in the Rupa Nuga line, what is their aspiration? Sri Rupa Nuga Kriti Mati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa, like Radhika Madhavasam. An aspiration for the and the Rupa Nuga line for the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Radhika Madhava. Hare Krishna. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava.
Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite.
Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite.
Gokula Taruni
Mandala Mohite.
Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite. Damodara Rati Badana Veshe Harini Suta Brinda Vipineshe Badana Veshe Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite. Vrishabhanu dadhi nava shashi leke Harini skuta brinda vipine se Vrishabhanu dadhi nava shashi leke Lalita Saki Gunaramita Vishake
Anuradhi Nava Shashi Leke Lalita Saki Gunaramita Vishake
Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite
Radhe Jayo
Karunam kumoi karunabharite sanakasanatana vanita charite. Radhe jayo jayo madhava daite. Radhe jayo jayo madhava daite. Gokula taruni mandala mohite. Gokula taruni mandala mohite. Gokula taruni mandala mohite. Gokula taruni mandala mohite. Radhasami ki jai, Sri Radhasami Mahamahotsavati ti ki jai, Srimati Radharani ki jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Sattarasvata Sri Srimad, Subhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Subhakti Vrakak Siddhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai, Jai Srila Satyarananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai, Sri Gaur Kishwarnath Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari Dhyu ki jai, Sri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Jiu Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Bhargava Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raghunatha Sri Jiva Gopalpata Das Raghunatha Sadhguru Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Govinda Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Sri Barshana Dham Ki Jai Vrishabhanu Maharaj Ki Jai Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani Avirbhava Mahamahotsava Thiti Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Dai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Dai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Dai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya Srilayasi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Dai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Dai, Gai Sri Bhakti Bhimalavadut Maharaj Ki Dai, Gai Sri Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Dai, Dai Sri Man Paramananda Prabhu Ki Dai, Seva Brinda Ki Dai, Soma Veda Bhakti Brinda Ki Dai, Nitai Go Premanande.